Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show, Wednesday, October 9th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. Hillary Clinton back making news, this time in an interview with PBS. You'll never guess what she had. 20. We'll have the audio. Two. Republican lawmakers introducing about two dozen bills yesterday aimed at reversing many of the budget vetoes enacted by Governor Gretchen Whitmer here in Michigan. What might be brought back? And does the governor have it in her to veto funding for autism resources twice? And number one, new polling numbers out on the Democratic candidates for president. Quinnipiac weighing in. Do we officially have a new leader? And what do we know more about support for, or lack of support for, the impeachment proceedings? Numbers to come. Good Wednesday morning to you. Although when I woke up, I thought it was Thursday. It's a weird week now. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for being with us for the ride today. Twitter, at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. And you can head to stevegruber.com for exclusive content, giveaways, any of your smart devices. Just tell them, hey, listen to The Steve Gruber Show. That'll make it happen for you. Always happy to be here hosting and talking to the great Steve Gruber Show audience all across the state of Michigan. Today, we've got quite the show for you. Not that that's different from any other day. Good amount of audio coming your way today. If you're with us for all 3 hours, and you should be, there's an excellent chance you'll hear from Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, Justin Trudeau, Victor Davis Hanson, and perhaps even Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Golden State Warriors in the NBA. All that audio on the docket today, and in terms of guests, well, it's a nice lineup, I got to tell you. Hour one, Dan Gerstein with a new book, The Story of Technology, How We Got Here and What the Future Holds. He's a previous acting undersecretary and deputy undersecretary in the Department of Homeland Security. Hour two, Byron Henry, a Dallas-Fort Worth attorney, talk about the Supreme Court case yesterday in front of the judges. Stephen Moore, an old friend, Club for Growth, Freedom Works, Heritage Foundation, Trump advisor, talking about middle-class incomes surging under Trump. A colleague here at Hillsdale, Dr. Adam Carrington, will talk about his piece for the Examiner in hour two, Trust Our Imperfect Constitution on Impeachment. Then in hour three, Ron Rademacher tells us what's happening all across the state of Michigan, and Richard Ebeling from The Citadel, Progressivism is an Imposter, a lengthy essay he has up at AIER. All of that, much more, coming up on the show today here on The Steve Gruber Show. Huge week. Oh, by the way, I should tell you, I've been doing this for a while now, but there are always new Steve Gruber Show listeners. This I know. So I always give a brief introduction, of course, when I fill in for Steve. Again, my name is Scott Bertram. I'm the general manager of the radio station, the student radio station here at Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, where I also serve as a lecturer in journalism. We have a few. And teach journalism here at Hillsdale. You also might find my writing at National Review. Host a podcast for National Review called Political Beats, in which we talk with people in and around the world of politics about, not politics, but about music. Our guest's favorite band or artist is discussed each and every week. Most recently, Graham Parsons. If you know Graham Parsons, you probably love him, I would think. And if you don't, well, this show's a great opportunity to find out what he's all about. Graham Parsons on Political Beats. And also, I also host the Hillsdale College podcast and radio show called The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, available on many of these fine stations on the weekend. And also where good podcasts are found. We talk with people here on campus, faculty and staff. We talk with people who are off campus, thinkers and writers and people like that. And I try to give you a flavor of what's happening here on the campus of Hillsdale College, what we're talking about, what we're doing, what we're debating. The closest you can get to being here on campus without being in Hillsdale, Michigan. That's what we'd like to say on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. And what I was going to say before my introduction was, big week last week here at Hillsdale. What happened? Well, we had the dedication of our new chapel here on campus, which is gorgeous. I have not even been inside yet, because when the dedication was happening, I was here at the radio station helping to make sure we had the broadcast on the air. And there's still some odds and ends to finish up, so it's not completely open to the public as of yet. But the outside is just gorgeous. And I've seen pictures of the inside, too. So Justice Clarence Thomas was here to give a speech during the chapel dedication. And we also kicked off a big capital campaign here, too, trying to raise money for the endowment and all sorts of things happening on campus. And so we had a lot of people here on campus, including Molly Hemingway and Victor Davis Hanson and Mark Stein. All of them were here on campus last week. If you want to find out more about what's happening with the chapel or that capital campaign, hillsdale.edu, hillsdale.edu. But it was great to have everyone here on campus last week. And it's slowed down a bit here. It's fall break starting tomorrow for the students. So busy week last week, and we toned it down a bit this week here on the campus of Hillsdale College. You can find, again, information on all that, hillsdale.edu. But again, that chapel is just beautiful. All right, to the news. I'm going to play the Hillary stuff more than once today, so we'll do that in the next segment. What I'll bring to you quickly here is the new numbers from Quinnipiac on the Democratic race for the nomination. And who's in the lead? Do we officially have a new leader? Has the narrative changed and made Elizabeth Warren the new leader, despite the fact she might have lied about why she was fired / left her job in her early 20s? Her big campaign story, if you've seen this, the Free Beacon did the reporting, and it's been picked up in places, and then, of course, the mainstream media outlets just take it upon themselves to debunk it and run interference for Elizabeth Warren. But she gets up on the campaign. Her stump speech includes a discussion about how she was fired from her job because she was pregnant at the age of 21 or 22. And the Free Beacon went back, and all the contemporaneous documents don't say that. They say she was offered a job, she was offered the chance to return, and then rejected it. And it says for family reasons, or I can't remember what it says. But it certainly is not saying, you know, the board meetings have the notes that say this. And she's not really disputing that, other than saying, no, what I'm saying is true. So it's sort of much like the whole, I'm Native American thing, despite what the evidence might say. No, I am Native American. I've checked the box to get ahead in my career. And of course, it does fit the profile of someone, you know, using stories from their past that are difficult to prove or debunk to advance themselves professionally, or in this case, in the presidential race. Quinnipiac says that Elizabeth Warren has 29% of support from Democratic voters, Biden with 26% support, Bernie Sanders, the only other candidate still in the mix, with 16% support. Nobody else, nobody, not Pete Buttigieg, not Kamala Harris, nobody gets more than 4%. So it's Warren and Biden far ahead. Sanders third. Everybody else fighting for, you know, to get 5% of the vote. But how long will Bernie be in the race? We have some audio about his campaign activities that he gave yesterday after recovering from that heart attack. More Quinnipiac, Hillary Clinton audio. We'll squeeze in that Bernie stuff, too, in just a moment. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Welcome to Paycheckology, the only outlet where the world is viewed through your paycheck's perspective. Paycheckology is a fun and friendly digital news source where you can get all the news you need in a fun, informative way focused on strong, independent people who believe in real work ethic and the American dream. Paycheckology believes in hard work, great jobs, our borders, and our American way of life. If you believe in America like we do, check out Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com. That's Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk. The way they talk. The way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know why.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
You don't know why.
Confusion.